So we're in the middle of the sugya here. We have a machloikes Rav and Levi, whether dam tome and dam toyar is mayan echod. Rav holds it's mayan echod. It's the same dam, just like there's a cause of a torah to mos a torah to ros. Levi says it's shnei mayonis nistamatome niftachator nistamato niftachatome. Now we said yes, the Levi does have to give ground that it's machloikes tanom. It's b'shamay. The Shammai Zicha holds it's Mayan Echod over there. Because the more proved the Mishnah has to be talking about Shofar, so yes, Mitami, but in Basil not. Okay, Toshma. This we had a Mishnah back on Daf, surprise actually, on Daf Yud. Yimei Buro, Olam Lol Yimei Menikusu. Going there in Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi holds that we hold that a Muberes is with three chadoshim, right? Hukarub. A menika, she becomes a menika right away. Reb Yossi holds that a menika also needs gimeloinus, meaning it's 3 months. But he holds he can be metstar of the oinus, meaning let's say she had 2 months as a muberi, she didn't see, then she had a baby, and then a month as a menika, she didn't see. Any of you could put it together. The Gemara is either late itself, this dam, either dam later doesn't count, or it's a lady yavishta. Whatever, that was the Gemara there. Okay, so Yimei Ibura, Oilin Loli Mei Menikuso, meaning she started out, that's a simpler case, she was a Meniko, she had a month you didn't see, then she became Muberis, she had 2 months, so that adds up to the 3 months. Well, if I cared, Yimei Menikuso, Oilin Loli Mei Ibura, you can add it up that way. Ketza. If Siko Shtayim Bimei Ibura, she was Muberis, 2 months she didn't see, then she had the baby, Vachas Bimei Menikuso, it adds up to 3 months. Then she became pregnant. Or whatever. Okay, let's take the case now where she was a muberes, right? She had the baby, right? So we said for the last 2 months of the ibur she didn't see. Then she has the baby. Then we add on a month of meniko, right?
This is assuming she saw dam during the ibur. First 7 months.
Yeah, whatever, right. Yeah, states, obviously, right. It's all over already, right? Okay, now, so Gemara says like this. So what are you telling me? You're telling last 2 months of the Ibur, the first month of the after the baby. So the Shah is winding it. So look what I say. Bishlim Olu Rav. It's very similar to the Kash we just had yesterday. According to Rav, it's Mayan Echad, right? It's the same dam. That dam, that's all the same. It's a magic. A Torah said it's thought. Good. So you have to, according to Reb Yossi, you have to be mafsik for 3 months. So I'm short a month. I had 2 months, the last 2 months, like you said, the last 2 months of the Ibur. I need one more month. Okay, I need another month that she's noki. Bishmal Rav Doma Mayan Echod Hu Mishum Hochi Boy Hefsik Shol Hashoynes. That's good. Elul Levi. According to Levi, let's figure this out here. According to Levi, why should I need another month by the Meniko Kite? All I have to have is a hefsek for 1 second after the yemei. Let's say it's a girl. After the 14 days, she stops for a second, she has a hefsek. After that, it's a different mayon. That has nothing to do with yen adam. That's all I should need. Finished. I should need a hefsek. That's all. Ela levi dom ashnei mayon. This same meaning. Dam toyer is completely different dam. Doesn't what Rashi says here. Rashi throws in a lotion. It's like dam that came from her nose. It's not, it has nothing to do with us right now, this dam. Rashi says, look at the Rashi, Elul Levi. Afili ichaz yilach ha-shvuayim, even if she sees after those first 2 weeks, ho lav mi mayin tome yosi, v'yalo l'ashlomos gimaloyin, is davi kilu dam, mechoit mos, it's a different dam altogether. Is lomli hefzik shol ha-shoynis, b'mashu sagi. All you need is to stop for a second after the yimei leido, then the dam doesn't count. So why should you need a full month of not seeing? Like we said yesterday, you don't really need a full month now of not seeing. All you need is to stop after the Yemei Leido, Tifsek Mashu, and now it'll count as Shalosh Shoynes, because it's automatically without Dam, because that Dam is not Dam that counts in Ochanam. Even if she'll see, it doesn't make a difference, because that Dam is irrelevant. Yeah. Okay. Toshma. Vishovin. Rashi learned Shami Shammai and Hillel. From the very first mission in Nidu, we had a machloig is Shammai and Hillel. When a stama Yisha that sees, Shammai says, always die Yishaito. And Hillel says, you go back. Now, according to Nachomi, what does it mean you go back? Either you go back, Mesles, or you go back to the last Pekidah, whichever is shorter. So this one says here, Vishovin Baroya Achar Dam Toyar, the first time she sees after the Toyar is over. Right? And that I mean doing Toyar, she's taught. The first three, let's say it's a boy, she sees on day 41. Right? She's taught me. Is the Mesla'es back on that or not? Says the Braisa, everybody agrees there, she Dayashait. That three is Dayashait. Now, let's figure it out again. That should have to do with Levi and Rav. According to Levi, the Gemara says very good. Because the Ria, that Ria on day 41, or day 47, don't make a difference when it could be on day 47, day 84, doesn't matter, whenever that first Ria comes, right? According to Levi, what is that Ria? It's the first Ria from this Maya. It's Taka Ria Rishoina. Now, if you remember back there, we learned that when we say Lamosh, we're talking about a Maniko here, obviously, stay after the baby, a Maniko, right? Now, a Maniko, we said, is Mesulekas Domim, is Daishait, but only the first Ria. The Mishnah said before, only the first Riyah. If she has a second Riyah, we see that she has Dam, right? That was the Mishnah back there. Because she becomes Ois Musalekis Domim. She's again, you see this Menika seeing Dam. So now, this first Riyah, after the Dam Toya, let's say day 44, right? She sees the first time. According to Levi, that's by definition a Riyah Rishoina. I don't care if she saw before that. It doesn't make a difference to me. This is a Riyah Rishoina. It's the first Riyah coming out of that Maya. So it's the first Riyah in a Meniko. It's Chavada Dayashaita. But according to Rav, why should be Dayashaita? Why should be Dayashaita? If it's the first Riyah, but if not, not. What's special about the first one after the... What's special about the Riyah on date 44? What's the difference? It's just the Hemshech and ones are 33. Happens to be the Torah said, that's Torah, this is Tomei. But it's not a first Riyah. It's the same, it's just a continuation of the ones before. What's the same Dayashaita? Vishovin, Toshra, Vishovin, Sai Shamai Sahil, everybody holds Vurayachadam Toyar, Shadayashaito, Zogdi Gemara, Bishlamol Levi, Domashne, Mayon the same, Mishumachi Dayashaito. Because according to Levi, by definition, it's the first Riyah of a Meniko. The first Riyah of a Meniko is Dayashaito, very good. El Rav, Domamayan, Echod, who am I Dayashaito? What's up to Dayashaito over here? It's not a first Riyah. I mean, if it is a first Riyah, Pashaytzach is Dayashait. It has nothing to do with the first Dam after Dam Toya. That's the Mishnah over there. The first Riyah of Enik is Dayashait. There's nothing special about the one after Dam Toya. Obviously, the Bryce is telling me something else. Even though she had a Riyah before, that first one after Dam Toya gets a Din Dayashait. The Fee Rav, there's nothing special about that. Amai Dayashait to Tam and Meslaz. And for the Gemara, we're not talking where she saw day 43 or day 83. She saw immediately after the Toya finished, let's say by Nekeva. Day 80 is Toya. She saw on day 81 right away. So what are you going to say, Mesles? You can't say Mesles. What's Mesles mean? Because we're afraid the Dam was there before. If the Dam was there before, it's Torah. There's no problem. It's a portion of the Zachar. I mean, you know what the Brisa says according to Rav, but anyway, the Lekha Shehois. She's that close. Let's say, Lamogain. Day 80 was Shabbos. So as Shabbos ends, that's the end. If she sees Saturday at most of Shabbos is Sunday, does Shane Tommy. She saw Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. When you go back to Shabbos at 9 o'clock? If it was there Shabbos at 9 o'clock, it's Torah. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, but go back to Pekida, meaning go back to the end of day 80. She saw Sunday morning 9 o'clock. Let's be Metami back till Motzi Shabbos, when Shabbos was over. How much you could go back? But Titami Mepkida Lepkida. So it's more an interesting thing. Cave on the Mesla S. Leko. In other words, they were made as a unit, these things. You go back 24 hours if the Pekidah cuts you off. But in Azak case, where there can't be Tumas Mesla S, because he's so close to the Yemei Toya, it doesn't make sense. So they weren't guys there. Again, because this whole Tumala phrase is Rabbonin, like we learned at the beginning, they let it go. You have a similar case in Ksuvas, and that's not in the case, a Giyoris. She was Mizgayeris. And she saw Dam 5 hours after the Geyris. So what's Tutman Dalton? Zogin Chachom and Dayashait, the same idea. What do you go back, Mesles? You can't go back, Mesles. She saw as a Goyis, she's Tumay, she's Toy. A Goyis, I mean, that you had before, where there was in it, she's Tumay, but there's no Mesles. You're not going to make this Chumrah. So Elawad, go back to the second after the Geirus, same idea. Well, you can't make Meslez, they drop Mepkila Mepkida. Got a Rabbi Yossi over there says that she's told me back to the Geirus. So Taisa points out, this is Chud, this Gemara is not going like Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi obviously holds, even though there's no Meslez, they're going to Mepkida, but our Gemara is not going that way. Okay, fine. Toshma. Now we're getting back to this price we had yesterday. Yeletis Bezoiv. Okay, she's a Yeletis Bezoiv. Let's think about a cave. Anyone's working with a cave, it's a bit easier. So what does she have to do? She's Tome 14 days, right? And she also needs Zayin Nikim for the Zivo. Is Yeletis Bezoiv, she's Sofra. So she finished her 14 days, and she counted Zayin Nikim, okay? V'loy Tovlo, but she didn't go yet to the mikveh. And she saw dam. That is the machlok that Beisham Beisil had yesterday. Beisham holds that that dam is tor. It's only tomei midrabbonon, mitami lachli yovish. Why? Because her time is up. That's how the Mishnah said. It's totally in the yomim. The days are over. The 14 days are over. The 7 days are over. That dam from now on, she's tomei. She got a mikvah yet, but the dam is finished. It's over. Beisil l'shitoson. They held it was totally, like we said, yes, totally the yomim ubetfilo. Until you go to the mikvah, it's still that tomidam. Okay, so now what happened over here exactly? What's going on over here? We're talking now. You're after 3 weeks, right? Let's say you're 3 weeks after a baby by a girl. You're in the yemei atoyar now. This is dam toyar. So according to Rav, it's okay. It's mayin echod. This is what to talk about. It could be tomid. That's what we had before. According to Levi, it's a different dam. It can't be told. Can't be told me. That was the problem we had yesterday over there. Yesterday we had to say it's talking by shofar, right? Bishmol Rav Doma Mayin Echod who Bishmolachim Etam Elav Yovish, because it's Mayin Echod. It's that same dam, and that's the din. Hatoyrit Timos Hatoyrit Aroso. But Beis Hill holds Hatoyrit is not mitarit till the days and the tefillah passes. So this is the old dam. So you can say it's Tomei. What's going on? It's a different dam. This is dam toy. It's coming from a different place. How in the world could it be Tommy? Which was the cash we had yesterday? Exactly. Yesterday, what did we answer? Yesterday, we answered in the Mishnah. It's talking b'shoifas, meaning it never stopped. It's not. It's not tumor, and then she stopped, and I saw dam toy. She's seeing dam straight through across the 14 line. Okay, if it's shoifas and Levi. It's the old Mayan, it's not the new Mayan yet. The problem is, how can you say shofas over here? She said she counted Zayin Nikim here. That obviously was a 7 day break. How do you have shofas? That's the problem. Omaloch Levi, so the first teretz is, Anod Amri Ketana de Shovin. Enoch Enami. In this Braisa, you're going to come out Mayan Echot. But I hold like the Braisa before, means Machloch Yestanoim. I heard like the Braisa before, Shovin B'Roi Achadam Toya, Shedai Yishaitu, which we said in Levi is very good. Forget the Rav, we had to stand on our head to make it a case which she saw 2 hours afterwards. So, you're right, this Braisa Taka holds Mayan Echa, but Yechaba Braisa that holds Shnei Mayonis, Nishgeferlach. Ibo Yisema B'Shoifaz. Now here it gets sticky. You got the case over here. It says over here, she was Tomei, she saw 14 days, that she counted Zayin Nikim, and then she saw before the mikvah. Zok Beisilel, atatz dam Tomei Midaraisa. Frank the Gemara, how could it be? It's a different mind. After the Gemara, it says Shofas. What does that mean? Shofas from 14 to after 14. It says she counted Zayin Nikim. It can't be Shofas here. She saw for 2 weeks, she had 7 clean days, then she saw. We can't say Shofas. Zog the Gemara, he boy say me shofaz. What sofrok toni? She counted 7 days of the kiv. He can't say shofaz here. Zog the Gemara, maybe take a info. If you came up with this info, they'd call you Nili for sure. Sefakert. She didn't have 14 days of dam and then sofra. She had the baby. The first 7 days were noki. She counted the first 7 days. Those were her nekiyah. Then she saw for 7 days. And wait, that's now you're up to day 14. Then she went across into day 15. So it's shofas from Tumah Tyre. That dam is shofas. That's dam Tomei according to Levi. Now this is a very big chiddush here because we learned before in Daf Lamed. I wasn't here that day either. Reb Shia took over there. Took him a whole day to do one omud, but anyway, must have done it well. Over there we came out that Yemei Leida, you're saying an interesting thing here, that the 7 days of Yemei Leida count as Zayin Nikim if she didn't sit down. Even though they told me. We said on the Flamid, not that way. We said on the Flamid that Yemei Leida, everybody held over there, Yemei Leida Sheina Roya Bohem, is Eina Oila. That was part of the Cheshbonis, if you remember the 95, with the 35 rolls Cheshbonis over there, that you can't count them. This Brisa holds that Yemei Leida Sheloi Roya Bohem is Taka Oila Lezayin Nekim. Hocha be Yoledes Nekeva Bezoiv Askinim. She's a Yoledes Nekeva Bezoiv. Shavua kama poska. The first week she didn't see. Shavua basra loy poska. The second week she did see, and she was shayfas into the third week. That since Levi holds shtei mayonis in shayfas, it's the old dam. That's the dam that's tomei. Vikosovar, how could those zayinikim count? It's in the middle of yemei tumo. Vikosovar, this brisa holds yemei ledosa she'ein roye bohen oilin lo l'sfira zivosa. They do count. Now whether they do or don't, we're going to come to tomorrow. We paskin they don't. But this brisa is going that they do. It's a shtickle problem here, because on the Flamed, if you remember that nightmare, that was Beshama and Beis Hillel over there. We came out there that both Beshama and Beis Hillel hold that they don't count. Here you're coming out that both Beshama and Beis Hillel hold they do count. So it's on the Flamed answer. He said, it's a machloikis tanoim in Beshama and Beis Hillel. Not much we can do about it. Okay, Bekitzer, we came down. We have now a machloikis. Rav and Levi, whether dam tumo, dam tome, dam toyar is mayanech, or shtei mayonis. And the Gemara said before, you have two nafkiminis. When you cross the line, you get a shofas from tumo to tayra, or at the end from tayra to tumo. If you're at the beginning, then if you go like Rav, it's lakula, because even though there's no break if the seven for a zohar, it's going to become toy. You don't need a break. It's mayan echot atar taros. There, Rav is lakula. On the other end, if she sees, let's say, from day 80 into day 81, Rav is lachumra. I'm sorry, Rav is lachumra, because even though there's no break, you don't say it's a continuation of dam toya. Once the 81st day came, the toya was metame. You have a kula and a chumra in each way. How do we pass? Omale Ravina le Ravashi, Omalon Rav Shamon Misichro, Iklam Azuto la Asrin Vidorash. Hilchas Hakavose de Rav Luchumro, Hilchas Hakavose de Levi Luchumro. Meaning you always go Luchumro, meaning if she's Shefaz, let's say by a Zohar from day 7 into day 8, there we say like Levi, that she's Tomei. If she's Shefaz from day 80 into day 81, there we say she's Tomei like Rav. I told you to say, I started Gemara Neirim Zokdoch. As if you chap al chumras, not like today. If you chap al chumras, you're a ksil b'cheisha chaylech. You're not supposed to chap all the chumras that are soiser each other. He's like, "Tais to see it. Try to see it's not mustambing machin. We're mesupik at a paskin. If you're mesupik at a paskin, you have no bray. We're about to be machin both ways. That's the first mandom. Rav Ashi Yomer no." Hilchas Hakavosei de Rav ben Lekula ben Lechumra. We passing like Rav Mayon Echot Mela. At the beginning, when you go from 7 past 7, it's going to be a Kula. When you go from, let's say, 80 to 81, it's going to be a Chumra. And okay, we passing like Rav Dorish Mereimar Hilchas Hakavosei de Rav ben Lekula ben Lechumra. Hilchas Hakavosei de Rav ben Lekula ben Lechumra. That's the psak of the Gemara. As we pass in Mayin Echot, Sai Lekula, Sai Lechumra. Okay. Now, we've mentioned a few times Dam Koishi. Dam Koishi means Dam that comes together with labor pains, basically. And we've said already that you don't become a zova. Dam koishi doesn't make one a zova. This is the Mishnah. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, the first two words of the Mishnah are enigmatic, to put it mildly, and the Gemara will deal with it. Hamaksha nida. Every maksha is a nida. Okay, that on the face of it doesn't make too much sense. It depends. When she sees, when she doesn't, the Gemara is going to deal with it. Let's put it on the side for a second. Now we come to the standard din of koishi. Koshisa shloisha yomim. B'soich Yud Aleph Yoim. Meaning she's in the Yud Aleph Yoim of Ziva. So if she sees on those 3 days, she becomes a Zova. But those 3 days that she saw, she was cautious or machmas of lab. She had labor pains, basically. V'shofso mesles, but then she had a full 24-hour break in the labor. Shofso means she rested. V'yoldo, then she had the baby. Harezu yoledes b'zov the Reb Lezer. That cancels out the koish. Meaning, if she had a break in the labor pains of 24 hours, that says that koishi is not connected to the baby. Mela, it's a regular zova. She saw 3 days with mezivosa. We can't link that to the vlad. Is she tamei? How big a break do you need? Mesles. Now, if you remember, and even if you don't, we had it already on Daf Zayin Omud Beis. It's one of the four things that halacha to Reb Lezer. How big this break has to be? Reb Lezer holds the break is 24 hours. Once there's a 24-hour break that disconnects the labor, now becomes forced labor, I guess, I know what you call it, those pains no longer have to do with the vlad, so she's a regular zova. Reb Yeshua requires a bigger break. I'm a laila v'yoyim k'leli Shabbos v'yoyimoy. Meaning, it's more than 24 hours. You need a night and a day. Now that could say, I mean, if she stopped having labor pains 9 o'clock in the morning, then you're going to have almost 30, you need an almost 36-hour break. Because you have to have the rest of that day, then the night and the day. You have to have a full Laila V'yoyim, like Shabbos. So it can sometimes, it will always be more than 24 hours, it will sometimes be a lot more than 24 hours. Okay, but that was the Gemara that Zion told us, that in this we paskin like Reb Elezer, a 24-hour break cuts off the labor pains from the Leidah, and she's called the Yoledes B'zoid. Very interesting, people are bothered. It's at the start of the Mishnah, it says, Laila V'yoyim, K'leila Shabbos V'yoymoy. Zog Laila V'yoyim, Sigunug, you know, what's up is K'leila Shabbos V'yoymoy? What are you adding by saying that? Well, you need a night and a day. You're telling me you need the night before the day? It says, Laila V'yoyim. What's up is added with the descriptive term, K'leila Shabbos V'yoymoy? So the Rajva says, I married the Gazar. The Rajva says, Shematesis Dursa, the Mishnah means to tell me you need a little bit more than Laila V'yoyim. Just like by Shabbos, you need Taisus Shabbos before and after. We mean a little bit more than Laila V'yoyim. To Sant Nazach. Okay, next. Now, what do I mean she had a break? She shofsa min atzar v'lo min adam. Yeah, she doesn't have to stop from seeing Dam. She has to stop from having the pains. The kids, she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday with labor pains. Then she had 24 hours. She's continuing to see Dam, but the pain stopped. Then she had the baby. We can no longer connect those pains to the baby. Mela, she says, over. Fine. Kamohi kishuyeho. How much can we be toiler on the vlad? She had labor pains 3 days, then she had a baby. Okay, understand. Those 3 days I call labor pains. Mela, that Dam is called Dam Kresh, not a Zova. What if she's been laboring for 4 weeks? How far back can we be mitar? She saw Bimei Ziva, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 Zivas with labor pain. Then she labored for 4 months straight. Then she had a baby. Can I still pin? How far back can I go? How far can I say? Even if it's continuous. Again, if there's a 24-hour break, that's the end of it. But if it's continuous, you're telling me, I pin those pains on the labor, and I say it's because of the vlad, and it's mitar to dam. How far back can I go with that? Even back. Usually that means as far back as you want. Reb Yehuda Omer Dayachotcha, a month, the ninth month, that's it. Reb Yosef Shimon Omerim, and Kisha Yosef Mishtei Shabbosis. Not more than 2 weeks. Okay, we'll get to that later. Now, getting to the first piece of the Mishnah, what in the world does that mean? Hamak Shanida. Yeah, I mean, you read that Mishnah, it sounds like any woman who sees Dam with Koshi is a Nida. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, if she's Bemeini Dosa, you understand, because Koshi is irrelevant to Nida. But if she's Bemezi Vosa, it's a Maksha Golnish. She's not a Nida. She's not a Zosh. Nothing. Why say Maksha Nida? Ought to call a Maksha Nida? What's our business it is? Omar Rav. Now you got to be careful. Omar Rav. Nida Liyoimo. An interesting thing. It's a Chumra de Rabbona. She saw on Sunday, it's a Yemei of Ziva. What? I can hear you. No, she's been made Ziva. She's in the days of Zivu now. So you're telling me Koshi takes it off, so she should be nothing? Maybe not. Let's discuss it. But that's what we're going to talk about. It keeps shooting the way Rashi learns. That's for sure. She's not a Zova. She's nothing, really. The Rav holds she becomes a Nida L'chumra. What's my Nida L'chumra? It's a magical thing. She's told me for one day. She goes to the mikveh that night. Now, please understand, there's no such thing. There's no such thing like that. A Nida has to wait 7 days, and a Zova, a Shomeris Yom Kenegi just to wait till tomorrow. This is a new din they made up. Stop up, Sachum and Rabbonim. Just to keep in mind, we should remind you that it is Dam. It's just... Okay. Yeah. We treat her like a Shomeres Yom. Really, she's nothing because she's having Koshi. But we treat her, right, we say, maybe there'll be a break in the labor and then she really is a Zov. So we. What? Yeah. No, right. I mean, she's awesome for the day. According to Rashi. According to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, yeah. She's a Shomeris Yoim, really. Yeah, he means not a Zofa. That's really what he means. What? Like a Zofa, Tana. Like a Shomeris Yoim. The question is, he's Choshesh Midrabonon that she'll have the Shofsa later. Now, she has the Shofsa later, then it's Taka not Choshesh. So she really is. She says, why Taka not be Choshesh for Shema Tishva? It's a good question. How come only Midrabonon? So Tosis says, Roiv Noshin Makshis Ain Shofis. Roiv of women who are in labor are not stopping. That's so the Roiv is with her. So once she stops labor, she's going straight through to the baby. But midabon and evuchoyish, so they spin it on one day. Reb Yitzchok, and that's how we hold. Hamak she ain't a klum. That's the real deal. It's nothing. She's Torah Gans, it's a gonish. Aye, the Mishnah says hamak she nido. I mean, that's what the din should be. She's in Yemei Zivo. She's having labor pains, so she's not a zovah. She can't be a nido because she's not being made. She's nothing. That's all. It's a freebie. Hamak she ain't a klum, segonish. That's limda raisa. Again, the way Rashi learns, not everyone learns, but the way Rashi learns, everybody agrees to that. Really. The only Rav and Shul stuck on a Chumad Rabbonin. Really, everybody agrees to this. But Rav Yitzchok says there's no Rabbonin. See, Hamakshe in a klum. She's to Muteris and Gantz. Aye, the Mishnah Zokta Hamakshe Nido. Voktani Hamakshe Nido. Omar Rover, the Mishnah is very simple. The means, Bimei Nido, Nido. Bimei Ziva Torah. The Mishnah means is Hamakshe we Bimei Nidosa is a Nido. Which is the truth. The very simple thing the Mishnah is telling us. This whole thing I'm going to tell you, that Makshe affects and makes ois, that's only by Zovah. But by Nido, she b'chlal not affected by Koshi. Which is the truth. V'hotanya, b'nichuso, ha-makshe b'mei Nido, Nido, b'mei Zivo. So very good, simple. At the end, it's very simple. Ketzad. Okay, so the Bryce has now all these cases, which are, you have to figure out the chidushim in each one, but the Bryce on the face of it is quite simple. Keita, Koshi saw Yom Echad. Sunday she saw, again, we're in the Meziva. Sunday she saw with Koshi. Then Shofsa Shnai. Monday and Tuesday she rested. So she's Tameya, that's for sure. Oh, she Koshi saw Shnaiim. She had labor pain Sunday, Monday with the Rias. Shofsa Yom Echad. Baita she's Toira, because you have the one day. Oh, Shofsa Vikoshisa, because of Shofsa. Sunday she rested. Monday she got labor pains. Tuesday she rested. Out of all of them, whatever it is, the last 24 hours here are Bishofsa. So whatever it is, those pains can't be connected to the later. There's Yoledas, Bezoiv. Arezu Yoledas, Bezoiv. Yeah. Avol Shofsa Yemechot. Sunday she saw b'menucha Koshso Snayim. Then Monday and Tuesday she had Koshi. Okay, that's the letters bizarre. She's out. That knocks it out. Oh, she Shofsa Snayim. Even that bigger chiddush. She rested too. Koshso Yemechot. Oh, she Koshso V'Shofsa V'Koshso Ain't Zu your letters bizarre. Because all of them she went Koshi without a break to the baby. So that links up all the Koshis here. Even though there's one in the middle, Tosfos says. That's the chiddush of the last case. You have Koshi on Sunday. Because it takes it back. That shows that all the Koshis were connected to the baby. The middle case. Which case are you talking about? Shofsa Shnayim. Koshso should be a Shishibi. She saw Sunday, Monday, Bishofsa. She saw Tuesday, Bekoshi. Tuesday, Bekoshi. Is she a Shemeris Yom? Well, she should owe one day Noki, you mean? She should owe, I don't know what's Noki exactly, I mean afterwards. I hear. Okay, I don't know. Let me check it out. I'm not sure how you get. She should owe one Noki day somewhere. Unless that third day itself counts, because that's not done. Zero. Koishi, that we're going to come to is Koishi Soiser or not. We got to hold it's not Soiser. We hold it's not Soiser, it'll be automatic. Let me check it. Okay, I'm not sure. Klolo shel dover. Wrap up. Koishi somuch leleido. Ainzu yiladis bezoif. Shoifi somuch leleido be 24 hours. Harezu yiladis bezoif. Okay. Now, Chanina ben Achi Reb Yeshua says a little different. Omer. Kol shechal kishuyeho b'shlishi shelo. Afilu kol ayem kulo b'shoifi. Ein zu yoledes b'zoif. Meaning, the third day, let's say, she saw b'koishi at the beginning for 1 hour. Let's say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So Monday night, she saw... She had koishi Monday night. Then the whole day was b'shoifi, and she rested Tuesday night for an hour to make up for that. So you have 24 hours, right? You got the case. She saw Sunday, she saw Monday, she saw Monday night an hour b'koishi. Then she went all of Monday night, Tuesday, and an hour into Tuesday night b'menuch. Now, according to us, that's the Yoledes Bezov. Because you had 24 hours of Shofsa from the last Riyah, right? According to him, she's a not Yoledes Bezov. Because the third day was Bekoshi. If there's any Koshi in the third day, according to him, you need more than us. It's not just a break. You need the whole third day of Riyah that makes her a Zovig Doyla should be b'menucha. So if she was makshe, really 1 minute, even 1 minute in that third day, if she's makshe 1 minute, that gets her out of the zoiv. That's called makshe. Even though you had a big rest over there, the third day that makes the ziva has to be completely b'menucha. Oh. So Frank Dimora now like this. Klolo shel dover lasuyemai. What did we mean to write? We gave all the cases in great detail over there. This way, all the possible cases. Then the Tana wrapped up klolo shel dover. Koishi somuch leleido is not a yoledes bezov. Shofi somuch leleido is yoledes bezov. Lasuye mai, lasuye de chananya. Meaning it really means lafuke from chananya. He's emphasizing at the end that klolo shel dover shofi somuch leleido is yoledes bezov. Not like chananya, who has a case where you could have rested 24 hours before the baby and be called an eini yoledes bezov because the beginning of the third day was bekoshi. No, if you have 24 hours of shoifi before the leido, you're a yoledes bezoif. Okay. Meno ani mili. Where did this all come from? How do we know that koishi makes ois zova? Tana rabbona domo. They say domo with a mapikei. They're learning it from machmas atzmo. Veloi machmas vlad. That posuk is talking by zova. Chiyosef zoif domo. Oh, Frank Digmar like this, the brights. Ata oime machmas vlad. Oh, ain't ela machmas oines? No, maybe not vlad. Maybe any oines makes oi zov. Now, that, let's remember, let's keep us in track. We learned a few times. A zov that sees machmas oines is tohar. A zov vor that sees machmas oines is tamea. Only vlad kashes. Think about how do you know it's vlad? Maybe it's any oines? Zog demok shu oime. Ishak yozuv zov domo. Mashma any zov is hare oines omur. No, so amani mekayim domo, domo machmas matzvah, v'lo machmas vlad. Okay, this is a classic here. You have one posuk that says yozav dom she's tomei anytime. Then you have a posuk domo only if it's from her. So you got to take something out, and you got to put something in. So you chose to say that oynes is tomei and vlad is tor. Zog faket. If shit vlad is tor, I'm sorry, vlad is tomei and oynes is tor. I mean, It's a toss-up here. The Pesukim don't say what they're talking about. One pasuk says doma to exclude some. The other one says ki yozub zoid, anything that comes out. So you're telling me oinus is tome and the Torah is excluding vlad. Zog faker. The Torah is excluding oinus and including vlad. Ma royis letaris avlad ulatame be oinus. So give me an interesting svara. Vlad has more shaykhs to Tyra. Why? Mitara ni bevlad sheesh Tyra achrov. There's dam toyer. There's some toyer involved in leida. One of those magical svaras. Umetama ni beoinus shein Tyra achrov. Frank digim off akert. Oinus I see Tyra because oinus by zav is tor. Adarabba mitara ni beoinus shekein oinus bezav tor. So come on, yeah, calm down. Hashda mi beisha kaiminum. The oinus beisha loyashkan. You're right. In Zav, Oinus is a player. But in Zogvo, we don't find anywhere necessarily by Isha, by Nida, that Oinus should play a role. So I'm not interested what's going on by Schorim right now. So I go with my Svara that if I have a toss-up between Oinus and Leda, Leda has some shaykhs with Tyra, because Leda does produce a Dam Tor, Dam Toya. So Mela, if I have a choice, I say that the postings be Mitar, is Mitame, Dam Vlad. Then the Gemara is saying, my Iboy Sam Zakta, Saposha to Svara. What are you going to say? You want to turn it around the other way, right? That oines, if a woman sees me oines, she's tohoir. But if she has a baby, then she's tomeya. It's like, what? That doesn't make sense. What are you telling me? That an oines is tohoir. Why? Because that's not her dam somehow. But the baby's the biggest oines there is. That doesn't make sense. Like, that doesn't make sense. She plays volleyball and she sees, I don't pin it on her. If she has a baby, she goes through labor, you go to pin it on her. This far doesn't make sense. That's not the guy's the oines. I mean, me boy is saying, my diet is latuhure boy is latmui bevlad. In line is godl mizeh. Oh, freg the gemara. Let me get now like this. This whole shtickle Torah is in Zova, but in Nida we all know, that's what we said before, Nida that sees Gubacha's vlad is the same Nida, don't affect it whatsoever. Why not do the same thing over there? The same exact words over there. You have over there, you have domo. So by Nida you have dam yeh zoivo bevesorin. Make the same cheshbon exactly. Ihochi Nida nami. Name a Zoivo, Zoivo Machmas Atzmo, Veloy Machmas Vlad. We'll go through the same business. Atom Vlad, Oenelo Oines, Chuoim of Ishakisi, a Zovo. That includes any Zovo, the same exact thing. Hare Oines Omo, Mani Mekayim Zoivo, Zoivo Machmas Atzmo, Veloy Machmas Vlad. The kids, the same arrangement of Psukim can be set up by Nido. I can make the same Cheshman, and I'll come out that Aroye Dam Nidos Machmas Vlad. It's like Torah. It's not true. Why not? Omar Ishlokish, Omar Kro. Omar Ishlokish, Omar Kro. Teshev. There's an extra word by your lettuce over there. It says Teshev al Dmei Tohoro. Shishim Yem Shishim Yem Teshev al Dmei Tohoro. The word Teshev is extra. It could have just said Shishim Yem Shishim Yomim. Dmei Tohoro. Sometimes Teshev. Zokhtet Teshev. Yeshlocho Yish. Now, what are we talking about there? Yemei Toyah. Is this the Torah is telling us? Teshev, Yeshlocho Yeshiva Acher. There's another Teshev. He Kazu. There's another Teshev. There's another Dam. That's Tohar. The Ezuzu Zu Koishi Bimei Zivo. Frank, good vita. How do you know? But you're not helping me too much. Maybe it's Bimei Nid. It's also a what do you call it? Yeah. In other words, you see from there, there's another dam that's tor. Maybe it's may neither. I want to know now why you decided ziva not neither. You're not helping too much, Rishlokish. Vemezu koshi be may neither. I mean, it's like that toss up. So the Rush explains that Rishlokish held it's more mistaber to go with ziva because by ziva we do find oinus bezav tor, whatever. But like, right, the Gemara is going with it. We're talking about nisha. So whoops, why do you pick ziva? So that the Gemara rejects that. We're back to our kasha. Why do we set this system up in Zovo to tell me that a Zovo Machmas Keshi is Torah? Set it up by Nido too. Elo Amara Abu de Shmuel Omar Kro by Yoledis, by Yoledis the Cave State, V'tomo Shvuayim Kinidoso. That's what it says, all right? Tomo Shvuayim Kinidoso. What's that, Kinidoso? Kinidoso V'loi Kizivoso. Meaning there's somewhere where Zivo will be Torah in this Asik. Michal de Zivo Sotor. Where is that? Bezazu Zukoshi Bimei Zivo. So gate to shrink the Gemara now the other way. So you're telling me now that I have it from this pasuk. The Toma Shuaim Kinidosa, not Kizivosa. Meaning Zivosa connected with Leida's Tor. So I don't need the whole rigmarole before Doma Machmasatswa, full of Machmas Vlad. I have it from here now. Only for me, I would say automatically, there's no ziva by later. Finished. Any ziva before a later, I would say is Torah. Where's a koshi? Then I have the post of domo. Domo, the Gemara had that mashmos, mi domo. It's from her, not from an outside factor. So then I put in the idea of koshi. Okay, you know how you know that either. Why is that tupsukim? That's not clear how you know it from there either. Say domo vlom ravlad without koshi, but okay. What do you mean? It says, I feel b'shoifi. But even when I have to check, okay. Yeah, or else it's not connected to later. But chalal and later. Right. It will be labor pains, but even there's a break. Right. True. Good. Shila baravino, ovad uvde kabosei de rav. Well, let's all go back to the win. Meaning that he was, by koishi on a one day, Rav was machmir that she's also that day. And we hold that. We hold it saying a klum. He was machmir. Okay. Ki konoch nashi de Rav, as Rav was dying, Omele Ravasi told Ravasi, zil tsane. Hide it. Meaning tell him to put that psak away because I changed my mind and I now hold, like Rabbi Yitzchok, she's torn guns. We have to be careful here. That means that Shiloh was machmir here. Shila Paskin, like Rav's first thought, that she's told me for the day. Rav says, no, I really changed my mind to Rabbi Yitzchok, she's Torah and Gansa. Shila was a machmir. That's how Rashi learns. Sane, haster also dover, and more lo sheyalzabo, the Torah legamri. The ilot sayis, and if he doesn't listen, garye. Which Rashi means to mean, convince him. If he doesn't buy it, convince him with rayis that this is true. Now, Ravasi misheard him, whatever. Nobody knows exactly what happened there. We made this error. But who saw the gadye? He thought he said gadye with a dalet. Meaning, put him benidu. If he doesn't listen, put him benidu. Oh, Malay. If the Rav died. Who saw the gadye, Omalay? He thought he said to him, God, you put him in shamsa. Neither. Both of the noch nafshe, the Rav, when Rav died, so now Ravasi went to Shila and gave him the good news. Omalei hadorbo, change, go back on the psak that you say she's tomei, and paskin she's toiring gansen, dohoda be Rav. Rav changed his mind. Zok Shila, Shila got a Talmud from Rav. Zok the omalei, and isa dohoda be, had he changed his mind, lididi ava omalei. He would have told me, would have told me something about it. Lot size, he didn't listen to him. He stuck with his psak. God, you put him in nidui. He put him into nidui. Now, the Rishonim here are all quite busy in Rashi's Pshat. What did he put him in Nidu for? So it was Machmas, so what? The person says, make us look at dinners. I promise, Machmas, so what? Don't do something so terrible. But the son, the Rishonim, they don't like Rashi's Pshat. They claim he changed his mind the other way, whatever. Yerechoch Mitzal says, hey, good though. Lemais, Tosis points out this in Ogei Labailo also. Un Machmas ein Labailo, Nishkin plan. That's all. The Gemara says in Davdalad in Omfang Brochus, Dovra Melech says, Shia gam ki chosid oni. Look, the Gemara, why is he a chosid? Ki lechlachti yodai b'shvir b'shile. I used to look at Maris, letayer isho lebailo. It's like the Chag Mitzal, the Fal Pan Bidu, it says, Shaitz and the Truva Noidi Berulu. It doesn't say, lechlach, I'm a chosid because lechlachti b'yodai b'shvir isho lebailo. Maris. It says, I'm a chosid because I was mater isho lebailo. In Machmas Zayin Alisha Labayla Nikin Fumkait, and mainly put him in Nidu. Okay, anyway, but the Rishonim don't like it. Anyway, Omalei Velo Mestafe Mar Midalekto. Ravasi, you're playing with fire here. You're putting me in Nidu. You're not afraid you're going to get burned. Omalei Ano, a play on words. His name was Ravasi. Is Ano Isi Ben Yehuda? Do Isi Ben Gurai? Do Isi Ben Gamliel? Satani had a lot of names. Do Isi Ben Mahalala? Whatever it is, Asita Dinachosha. You mean English word for asita? It's the thing on the bottom that you pound, the mortar and pestle. Which one? What is it? No. It says Achdeche. Anybody got an English word for it? Mortar, pestle, mortar. The thing on the bottom. You know, it needs to smash. One is a bowl like this. That's the mortar. Then there's the pestle that you bang down. You smash the psalm. I'm an asita Dinachosha. I'm a mortar of what do you call it? Copper. I'm not going to run. I'm not worried about your fires. Omalev anoshila baravina miloshin evan buchna de parzla. I'm of a pestle of steel, of metal. The mitbar asita nechosha. He said that asita nechosha. Don't get so carried away. I'll bang you down. Okay. Anyway, now cholash Ravasi. Ravasi got sick. It's one of the simple story here. They seem to understand he should not have put him in nidui. Anyway. And he suffered quite a bit. Meaning he was put into the heat. He got a high fever. That took him out from his feeling very cold. But he had no rest. The only way he got relief from being freezing was when he got a high fever. The only way he got relief from the high fever was when he put him in the cool. Then he was suffering nonstop. Noch nafshid Ravasi. Ravasi died. Ozal Shilo. Now Shilo, he was the one who was put into need. Omale de Bisu, he told his wife, Svisli Zavdiso, prepare for me tachrichim, because I'm about to die. Mashiach explains, he felt he was going to die because of this nidu. Even though it looks like the nidu was shalik, something was wrong here. It's not an easy answer what happened there, but he felt that because he was in the nidu, he's going to die. He told his wife, prepare tachrichim. This is a real strange piece now. I don't want Ravasi going up and saying things that he shouldn't go. Rav is upstairs. Ravasi just went upstairs. He says, get ready, my tachrich, I'm going upstairs. Because I don't want Ravasi going and telling Rav stories about me. It's a pella, because there's no stories to tell upstairs. I'm not. This is really. They sent to a maral somewhere who gives some sort of beer. I look on the face of it, this is not. That's how Mashiach learns that he felt he was dying mitzad the nidui, but they bring an orachayim in chumish in mechukosi. So what do you see from this gemara that an aram gadol can send himself upstairs when he has to go upstairs? He wasn't really dying; he was going upstairs to visit. Was that as an aram gadol? Even though it says bal korchach atochai, so lechur you can't die when you want to die, but somehow an aram gadol can do it. It's orachayim in mechukosi somewhere. But okay. Anyway, Tzvisel Azavda, so she prepared for him the Tachrichim, Noch Navshe the Shila. He died. Now, in those days, they used to put on the mitis Asub, so Hadassim branches. So they saw Chosu the Parcha Asbapulai Puyidi. The Hadassim from his mitah to his mitah were jumping across. Amrei, the people said, Shmamina of the Bonim Paisa. Apparently, they made up. Shila and Ravasi, and they are now B'Sholem.